Pomeranians are an insanely adorable breed of dog. It's hard to walk by one without saying quat, aw, quat, and asking its owner if you can pet it. They are small, furry dogs that kind of resemble a pom-pom, but that is not where their name comes from. They are called Pomeranians because the breed originated in Pomerania, which is a region split between Germany and Poland along the Baltic Sea. In Germany, the original name for the breed was the German Spitz until 1974. Pomeranians are known as cute little lap dogs, weighing between just 3 and 7 pounds. They are definitely a toy breed, so their hardworking origins may completely surprise you. A 30-pound Pomeranian? Believe it or not, Pomeranians were first bred to do hard labor and be guard dogs. You may giggle to think of a tiny pom scaring away a visitor, but the original Pomeranians were around 30 pounds. This allowed them to pull sleds and herd livestock much easier than they would be able to in their current form. These larger Pomeranians were around as early as 400 BC, according to archaeological artifacts. According to paintings, Pomeranians may have been larger as recently as 1767. Queen Charlotte, the Queen of England from 1761 until 1818, was painted with her two beloved Pomeranians, Phoebe and Mercury. These dogs showed similar traits to the modern breed, but based on the painting, are estimated to have weighed somewhere between 30 and 50 pounds. As time went on, the breed went from being more of a working breed to a family dog, popularized by royals who adored them. In 1873, with the formation of the British Kennel Club, the Pomeranian, then called the Spitz, was one of the first breeds to participate. Those Pomeranians weighed around 18 pounds. In 1888, Queen Victoria, the Queen of the United Kingdom from 1837 until 1901, was given a 12-pound Pomeranian. She later adopted another one that was just 7.5 pounds. By the time of her death, she had at least 35 Pomeranians, and requested her favorite one, Tori, to be at her side while she was on her deathbed. It is Queen Victoria who is credited with popularizing the smaller-sized poms that we know and love today. By the early 1900s, the toy-sized Pomeranian was well-established and is identical to the poms we see today. The Pomeranian's wolf origins. Pomeranians are in the Spitz family of dogs, which likely originated in Iceland. These dogs are more closely related to wolves than other dog breeds and include Samoyeds, Huskies, and Malamutes. Dog breeds in this family have more wolf-like characteristics, including erect, pointy ears, a pointed snout, a curled tail, a double coat. Smaller Spitz dogs like Pomeranians sometimes have a more fox-like appearance. However, the resemblance to wolves is clear in the larger breeds. Pomeranian color choices. The original Pomeranian colors were black, white, brown, and parti-colored, dogs with patches of either black or brown and the rest white. It wasn't until Queen Victoria had a red one in the late 1800s that the classic orange Pomeranian coloring came to be a classic look for the breed. Nowadays, the Pomeranian comes in a wide variety of colors, with the reddish color being the most common. However, other color possibilities include cream, orange sable, blue, black, brown, white, red, brindle. Past Pomeranian jobs. Sled dog. As hard as it is to believe, in their past, Pomeranians were sled dogs. Their double coats made them ideal outdoor working dogs for the harsh northern environment. They would pull sleds and carts in the snow. Today, some pom owners report that their pups are very happy to run alongside their sled on a snow day, and love to run around in the snow in general. These are just anecdotes, but it could be that their sled dog instincts still stand. Guard dog. Today, some Pomeranians are still vigilant and protective of their home environment. That may be because when they were larger, they would often be used as guard dogs. There is evidence in Italy of Pomeranians guarding their owner's belongings. They were also used in other countries to let their owner know if someone was coming. Before the invention of the video doorbell, this was an essential service that dogs could perform. Nowadays, your Pomeranian can still be a good guard dog if you just need someone to alert you. If you're looking for an intimidating presence, a Pommy probably isn't the one. Farm working dogs. It's likely that Pomeranians were used to help herd livestock, but haven't for hundreds of years. There is not much information about this, but experts know they did at least that and possibly also did other common jobs for dogs on a farm. Famous Pomeranians in history. The Pomeranian is kind of an iconic breed. There have been many famous ones throughout history. As a beloved dog of royal families for centuries, there are plenty of listings of Poms as kings and queens' favorites. However, there are more modern well-known Pomeranians too. Two Pomeranians survived the sinking of the Titanic. A Mr. James Clinch Smith even made a joke about finding a little life jacket for Margaret Hayes Pom as she was waiting for a lifeboat and holding the dog. Ms. Hayes and her dog did survive. Unfortunately, Mr. Smith did not. Composer Frédéric Chopin originally called his waltz in D-flat major, Opus 64, No. 1 Quat, Valse du Petit Chien Quat, or Waltz of the Little Dog. It was inspired by his friend's Pomeranian running around and chasing its tail. It is also rumored that Michelangelo had a beloved Pomeranian who would sit below him on a satin pillow while he was painting the Sistine Chapel. Today Pomeranians are popular dogs for celebrities to own. They can be the perfect cute accessory to tuck into a back or under your arm. Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton, Eva Longoria, and Kelly Osbourne are all well-known Pomeranian owners. However, it's not only women who go gaga for Poms. Gavin Rossdale, Sylvester Stallone, and Keanu Reeves have also had a Pomeranian. The Modern Pom. So, Pomeranians were once working dogs, but what do they do now? As part of the toy dog breed group, they are truly only companions now. Some people might refer to them as lap dogs. And, they make amazing furry friends, which is why they are one of the most iconic and popular breeds today. They are typically very friendly, and can easily get along with other people and animals, especially with proper training. However, perhaps due to their past as guard dogs, they can be sensitive. So, positive reinforcement training plus plenty of good old-fashioned TLC can help your Pom live its best life. They won't be pulling a sled anytime soon, but perhaps you can see a bit of that fierce working dog spirit in your toy-sized Pomeranian. Is Pomeranian the right breed for you? Are you thinking about getting a Pomeranian? Check out these articles about the breed to help decide. Pomeranian breed page. Pomeranian lifespan, how long do Pomeranians live? The best dog food for Pomeranians for 2022. Quichon vs. Pomeranian, 5 key differences. Pomeranian vs. Papillon, 5 key differences explained. Learn about breeds similar to Pomeranians. German Spitz. Pom Eagle. Valpino Italiano. Pomsky vs. Klee Kai, 5 key differences. Types of toy dog breeds. Uranian.